Now at McDonald's, get a $5 McChicken meal deal or a $6 McDouble meal deal. They come with small fries, a soft drink, and four-piece McNuggets. We're going to need a bigger tray. Get more value with your meal deal with McValue.
Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, the kings of Houston sports radio, John and Lance.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with RJ, and off we go. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776. Do you want to talk about Fromber? Do you want to talk about that double play, that A.J. Pollock double play that ended the seventh? Is that one of the – that was just – I tweeted out afterward. That's good baseball. That was just so totally sweet. That's the kind of plays that you make as a championship team. You got to have that kind of defense. You got to pick up your pitcher. That ball squirts through into center field, and the Astros lose last night.
You think so?
Yeah, they lose.
A run wouldn't have scored necessarily. No. You just think they were destined to lose.
Yeah, I mean, there was one out. They would have had second. They would have had first and third.
Honestly, when Yuli didn't catch that pop fly field line, I thought, and then it's immediately a hit. I'm like, yep. This is a bad sign.
Yep.
This is a bad sign. Here comes a two-run homer. Fromber streak is over. Because that's what I was sweating. I yelled when Altuve, you know, was perfectly positioned. Flipped that double play, picked it, flipped it over to Pena, who wasn't as – Pena had some – he was a little average yesterday defensively with his hands.
He bobbled the one ball.
The one double play.
But I thought that was a beautiful move. He had to spin, turn, step on the base, and throw
it
first.
Yeah, that was easy. He had all kinds of time. That ball was so – it was hit hard.
Man. It was hit hard.
He gives up the second – it's either the first lowest or second lowest line drive percentage – hard hit percentage in all of baseball, and Fromber we're talking about, and that was hit hard earlier in the inning. The potential double play ground ball that Pena bobbled was also hard hit. So they hit a hard one up the middle, and Altuve picked it, flipped it real quick. Loads of time for Pena to catch, step on the bag, and throw, and completed the double play. And Fromber with 100 pitches on his 100th pitch. Got the double play, his third of the game. This is in the seventh inning. And Fromber now has 20 consecutive quality starts. That ties the record for quality starts for the Astros organization with Mike Scott. Mike Scott did that in 86, which was his MVP year. And
Fromber MVP?
Not MVP, but Cy Young. Well, and I'm wondering, one of my kids asked, well, can Fromber win Cy Young? They were just asking about Fromber, and my daughter said, whatever happened to Justin Verlander? I said, he just pitched. Yeah, but where is he pitching? I said, the Astros. He pitches for us, and he's doing really well. Oh, he is? Good. I said, yeah, that's right. And then Sebastian was saying, but if Fromber, if 20 quality starts in a row is really good, then can he win the Cy Young? I said, I don't think he can win the Cy Young. I said, but you know, he does deserve consideration in votes. Like, he deserves to, right now what Fromber's done, when you allow less than 3 runs for 20 consecutive starts, you're going to have a season that puts you in contention for consideration.
You know, he'll finish fourth or fifth, probably.
Probably fourth. I have to go in.
It's going
to
be Verlander, Cease, McClanahan. It's the top three.
It's been the
Fromber
big
should
year.
Probably be fourth.
Fromber probably should be fourth right. Because his ERA is going to be low.
Yep.
But you know, yesterday was a classic Fromber start. It's what we see every game, John. And we talked about it before the show. Every game.
Yep.
There is an inning.
And one inning.
Fromber has to survive. And in the past, mentally, he couldn't do it. Since 2020, he has been able to do it. And this year, he's been really, really good.
Whew, but that fourth inning, goodness gracious, it's like throw a strike, Fromber. Every batter was 3-1. Everybody was 3-0, 3-1, 3-2. I mean, he scuffles so mightily, and he tries to get that curveball, you know, in, and it's low, and they're laying off of it, and it just created such a mess. No.
But this is why he doesn't get hit hard. He's willing to take a walk because he can get double plays.
Yep.
And he doesn't give in, so you don't really – I think one of the real keys is that it's a combination of Fromber not giving in and having the ability to get out of it when he does walk somebody rather than give him a hitter's hit pitch.
Yeah, his whip is higher than you'd think for a guy that's 12-4.
Once again, his whip's higher than Christian Javier.
Yeah. Yeah, because he is not going to give
– Who is 7-8.
You know, that it's very Glavin-ish, isn't it, that he won't give in? He's going to continue to keep, you know, just throw it where he's going to throw it, and you chase it.
You really think
that it's Glavin-ish, that I'm not going to give in to you. That was so good last night.
I mean, from the standpoint of he doesn't have that dead fish changeup on the outer portion. I wish he would develop that. That'd be even better. But then again, Fromber's so comfortable. And Dusty made a point after the game of talking about his sinker, too, because everyone talks about breaking pitch, breaking pitch, breaking pitch. But Dusty made a point of mentioning, hey, it's his sinker that's maybe his best pitch at getting double plays because you can't get any lift.
No. Dusty, after the game, did talk about make no mistake, people. That was a big win. And Chicago was that place is alive. That place is angry. That place is a tough place to go and play. And those people are excited. They were just a game out. That's the closest that they've been since April in being in first place. So those people were excited. It was a good baseball atmosphere. And Dusty talked about the win afterwards.
Well, that's more important. We got the victory and we stopped the losing streak. And so now we get a chance to go 2-2 here and before we leave Chicago. And you know, Fromber got in trouble that one inning, but I think he turned, I don't know, 3 or 4 double plays at the right time. I mean, this, you know, he can throw up a double play, and our defense stays sharp on the infield, and, you know, we got just enough runs to win.
How remarkable is just this streak, 20 in a row? There's, I think, a couple teams that barely have 20 quality starts for the season, and this guy's put up 20 back-to-back.
I don't know. I mean, I kind of wish we quit counting, because then that keeps the pressure on him. So just go out there and give us what you have, Fromber, and you know, he knows how to get out of trouble. Sometimes he knows how to get in trouble. But the key is that he knows he can throw up a ground ball, double play. His curveball was really good early in the game. Lost it, then found it again. So then Lawley directed him as usual, you know, to the game.
Knowing that he's like that he's always one pitch away from getting out of it. I mean, do you feel any different when he does get base runners on or something like that? Just knowing that if he locates one pitch, he can get out of it.
Well, yeah. I wish he wouldn't. You know, get in trouble. But sometimes he gets in trouble, you know, with the breaking ball. But that breaking ball gets him out of trouble. But his main bread and butter that gets him out of trouble is his sinker. And it's hard to elevate it. And usually they put it on the ground. Sometimes they find a hole. And, you know, I'm just glad that we won.
That's it. That's I just wish that. So in the Hispanic language, in the romantic languages, there is no "ah." It's not Fromber. It's Fromber. There is no "ah." There no country, no Spanish-speaking country is there an "ah." It's not Fromber. It's Fromber.
Is it a do you hit with a bot or do you hit with a bat?
You hit with a bot.
You with a bat.
Yeah, bot. They don't say bot.
No,
they say palo, which has an "a" in it.
Dusty is not from a romance language country.
He's not.
And for him, F-R-A. Well,
our language is very romantic. Say some romantic words.
Culo.
Sí, claro. Muy romantic.
Chichi.
Chichis? Is that what you said? That's not the exactly romantic language, okay? That's not what we're talking about.
Mama mia.
No.
I didn't go all the way with that. You wanted me to be romantic in Espanol?
It's Fromber, please.
Right. Okay. It really sticks out.
It's nariz.
But he's probably
también
like,
it's nariz.
Do you remember?
Not nariz.
Remember all the commercials we used to see with, wasn't it Fram Auto Part or Fram that was something?
Yeah.
some company that did, I don't know, air filters or something like that. Yeah. For Dusty, he probably sees, oh, FRAM, Fram. I know them.
Probably, but Framber. It's not, but okay.
Yeah, it does stick out. But you could hear in there, and Dusty was after that, there was another question about, you know, his breaking pitch and his breaking stuff, including his sinker, because I think we have to, you know, I guess it kind of gets lumped in. There's two different pitches. There's a sinker, and there's his sharp, you know, curveball that he uses. He's gotten so good at working. He can work up in the zone when he needs to get a strike or just change eye levels on hitters. But this year, what he's done magnificently is keep the breaking pitch at, you know, mid-thigh and then drop it down below the knees where people are just beating a ball into the ground. And that's why he can get out of trouble. And that's why he doesn't have to give in and give the hitter pitches when he gets behind an account. He can still throw his breaking stuff. He can, and if it's not there, then he walks you. He knows he's got a chance to get double play. And he ended the game with the double play. Before that, he had one that Pena bobbled that could have been a double play.
Yeah.
And, you know, other than that, offensively, it was a kind of a weird night. You had Jose Altuve getting on base and then stealing consecutive bases because the White Sox were unable to just do their job in terms of holding a runner on. I mean, he's running while the pitcher is literally still looking at the plate, and Altuve just had the entire situation scouted. I mean, for him to – Kopech was basically glaring in at the catcher, and I thought he might be able to – I thought Jose Altuve might be able to get him to balk. He would have been out at second base. I mean, he just left early. He would have been on second base. Kopech turned to throw to second, and then the ball was just – it was not handled, and Altuve was safe there. And then he got a running start on a steal of third, and then it was a deep, 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 deep fly ball to left center field right at the wall, and you had a sac fly from Yordan to bring in the first run. That was literally manufacturing a run. And Dusty talked a little bit about manufacturing runs too, because that is something that – every once in a while, this Astros team is going to have to be better at it because, you know, in the past, they weren't very good always at manu. As a matter of fact, that's been a real thorn in the side in postseason losses is the Astros' inability to manufacture runs. And we talked about the frustration of, it's like, there's just bunting is not going to happen for the most part. Certainly not with A.J.
Did you see McCormick bunt last night?
Tried to lay one. I thought it was a good bunt, too, trying to lay one down for a base hit.
Unfortunately, Moncada's playing in. I can see it.
I don't know
playing.
How he – I mean, he must have been playing in
he
enough
was.
To get that, because that was a really good bunt.
It was a good bunt. It was a really good bunt. But, yeah, that was crazy. Was it me or – okay, when we come back. I see Joe Kelly, and I just want to punch the TV. I see Joe Kelly.
It was not.
I just can't stand that dude.
I will share.
Okay, when we come back,
text message with my neighbor Rob, because there's some words in there
there's
that I'm
some
have
ugly,
to clean up.
Oh, yeah. like the ugly words you were just saying in Spanish just now.
Those ugly
like
or
those?
Romance words?
No, those aren't romance words.
Are you
mama,
trying to
when
get
you said, when you drop a mama? Okay, okay, that's not
a mama and a papa. Are
Not Spanish, it's not.
Oh,
it's a little different.
Oh.
Yeah, a little different. 712 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
In Italian, mamma mia.
Yeah, that wasn't
mama
what you
me.
Said. You said,
I said
mamma
me.
Mamma la.
Yeah. I said mamma me.
Yeah, that's not it.
I was
it.
Being romantic.
You know who's you know who's romantic? John Clay Wolf. He is. Every Saturday morning right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. If you're looking for the best way to sell that vehicle, there's one way to do it. That's go to GiveMeTheVIN.com. John Clay Wolf, I really, really like the guy. He gave me more, honestly. And you never forget this. Uncle Freddie was talking about this, too. He goes, man, he gave me way more. I went to dealerships, and I tried to sell his truck before. He said, and then I go to John Clay Wolf, and John Clay Wolf, it was unbelievable how much more he gave him. So if you're looking for that kind of money for your car, why would you spend less? Why would you take less for your vehicle than you have to? That's the question. So if you're looking for the best way to sell that car, there's one way to go. It's so easy. It's simple to navigate the website. It's all there for you. Very simple. You'll do it in a matter of minutes, as a matter of fact. All you got to do is go to GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
The Bench!
Tell them again!
The Bench!
Stay tuned for more John and Lance coming up in a few minutes.
Can't wait! listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
I cannot stand... I don't know. I think I had a reaction to seeing Joe Kelly last night that I don't remember having. I mean, I don't know if there's any other player that I dislike as much as Joe Kelly.
He was on my nerves.
No, I don't think I honestly think of a think. Is there anybody? And oh, you guys can tweet in. Is there anybody that you see that pops up on the TV that you just have you just hate? I mean, I was screaming at the I was at a buddy's house watching a game, and I was screaming at the television. I just hate Joe Kelly. And that Joe Kelly face, he reminded me of Freddie Mercury a little bit. But I don't dislike Freddie Mercury.
He just reminded me of Joe Kelly, and his stuff was pretty good yesterday, honestly. I know. He's tight slider. He touched 100 yesterday. Yeah. He had a tail on one fastball.
That doesn't mean I don't like him.
No, what made me mad, because the guy's got an ERA in the fives. He's got a whip at 1.6, but it turns out he was really bad early. He's been better lately, other than just most recently. But he got out of the inning, and the Astros couldn't really put anything on him. And Joe Kelly was doing – so for those who recognize the name, like Joe Kelly, he's the one who pitched for the Dodgers, and the Astros' first year back after the trash can scandal was revealed in the offseason of 19. And I guess it
he
was
went over from the – he was with the Red Sox in 19, but he went to the Dodgers in 20.
Was it in 2020 – Or
he threw at Bregman.
It was in 2020, or was it in 2021 when they were... Because 2020 was in a bubble.
Yeah.
But it was still in that bubble?
It was still in that bubble. Okay. It was, yeah, when he went to Carlos
Correa
face.
He's the first one. Carlos got after him, and he was like... It was after a Carlos Correa at-bat, right? And
I thought it was a Bregman. He threw
at
Bregman.
No, because he was walking to the dugout. It was the end of an inning. He struck out Correa.
Oh, that's right.
And Correa's like looking at him. And, you know, he's looking at Correa, and Correa looks at him.
He did
and
the whiny face.
Doing this whiny baby-looking face, and the Astros got fired up. Yeah. And since then,
earlier he had thrown at Bregman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Correct.
And so not only
Joe Kelly's the hero we need.
Yeah.
Kelly's the hero
they
we need.
They had Joe Kelly face shirts, the Dodgers did. What a bunch of losers.
All of Twitter, of baseball love Joe Kelly, and... And Joe Kelly is a squirrel, like he is Raton, and when you see him, yesterday,
who do you hate more, Mike Fiers or Joe Kelly?
Joe Kelly. I
don't have a hatred for Fiers.
I dislike Fiers.
He's a little.
I dislike his.
But we haven't seen him.
This is why I dislike him. He's too cheesy to actually play in a game against the Astros. He's intentionally bailed, and teams have intentionally bailed on putting him. You know, where he's been, the A's did everything they could to make sure he didn't have to face the Astros. That bothered me. You know what? If you ratted on an entire organization, in an organization that you got a World Series ring with and playoff shares, you need to go ahead and you need to go ahead and face them in a game when it's your turn to pitch. But anyway, Joe Kelly yesterday had all kinds of little tricks. He would quick pitch. It wasn't really quick pitching. He had this slow Johnny Cueto multiple delivery leg kick where sometimes he would lift the leg to deliver a pitch and just kind of freeze. He had – and that didn't really bother me. I always think that's kind of a
– No, but he slow pitched Altuve.
That's the one that pissed me off because he had different deliveries with his leg, different leg kicks, slower, very slow. Then there was a regular speed. But then against Altuve,
in between pitches.
No, I know. Then against Altuve, he was showing that during the inning. The last at-bat he had was Altuve, and then he started freezing where he wouldn't throw the pitch. And then Altuve had a little gamesmanship, too, where he stepped out on him. At one point, the ump had to call timeout because Joe Kelly was taking like 8 seconds to deliver the pitch. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of gamesmanship going on with Joe Kelly in his one inning of pitch, and it caused my neighbor to say, F Joe Kelly.
Whoa.
I said, he is such a
word
that you would say in Australia.
Oh.
I said, everything about this inning pissed me off. I know, slow pitching, the leg kick.
Ugly.
Douche. That was our just quick Yeah, just quick hit text messages back and forth. You didn't have those feelings for Joe Kelly?
Oh, I did. I did. I didn't put them in writing, though, where anybody could.
Oh, I know it. I know what Jim Jeffries would have called him yesterday in the middle of that. I don't know why you Americans can't say this word more. It's a great word for Joe Kelly.
I'm driving and dying because of y'all. Also, Mookie Betts. Mookie Betts is Ricardo. He hates Mookie Betts. I don't have that kind of hatred for Mookie.
Mookie Betts.
My gosh, Patrick Cantlay makes me feel some type of Joe Kelly.
Ooh.
Patrick Cantlay?
There's different people.
Can't be more nondescript.
You know what? This.
Why would you hate Patrick Cantlay?
If you're on the way to
come
if you're
on David,
the way to your
no,
work.
We don't hate golfers like that.
Yeah. We can hate Patrick Cantlay. You don't know what it is. It might have been something gambling related that hurt him.
Did Patrick Cantlay try to hit on his wife or something?
Patrick Cantlay may have cost him money.
Oh, that's
if somebody messes with your money,
well,
you can hate them easily.
That's not a hatred for, like, Joe Kelly is a hatred because he's such a D-bag.
Well,
you know,
don't get, hey, let that guy have his own.
Well, that's David.
Is that DJ Lockdown?
DJ Lockdown.
That doesn't count.
That doesn't count. He just made that up. He and Art, you can't trust.
If you do have somebody that makes that you hate on the level with Joe Kelly, 713-780-3776, let's open it up for a quick hitter. You can go in and out, in and out. We've
RG3?
Got 4 minutes, and we're in quick with you.
Why would you hate RG3? I mean, listen, people.
The Sox?
Yeah. What?
The Sox, I've had different people irritate me. I got to really think about
TCU, if you're a TCU guy, remember that game that they played in RG3?
You could be a Washington fan. Washington fans got to where they didn't like you
very much.
Yeah,
I guess so.
Yeah. It could be.
Oh, my God. We're not wishing that on Joe Kelly. No. Let's stop ugly things now.
We're better than that, Ben. I was really
Big
mad
Ben.
At Joe Kelly. I don't typically. Now, for a lot of Rocket fans, I'll save some of you a phone call right here. It's Steph Curry. A lot of people, when they see Steph Curry, it's the same feeling they get when you see Joe Kelly. Like people,
really?
Oh, there is a lot. There are
like
a lot
the,
of people. RJ, you can
like
speak to this. In NBA, there's a lot of people who hate Steph Curry.
Oh, yeah.
They hate him because he's really good. They hate him because he's cocky. They hate
him
because
he
just looks a certain way. He's a skinny little guy who just is willing to do the go to sleep move on you. Now, yeah. I'm telling you. People
I love
hate
that. I love that.
Steph Curry.
You know what? That's like. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, we're gonna be a guy who's confident, a guy who is who celebrates his winning that wins. It's like Davis Mills. Like we're gonna be worried about shock the world. Okay, it's a lot like that.
Kind of like Johnny Manziel was. Mm. A lot of people hated him. Alex Bregman. There's a certain level. Like Steph has some D-bag to him too.
I mean,
now I don't have a problem with him. Here, let's get Justin in right now. What's up, Justin? Who you got?
Hey, guys. I think that my most hated, it was going to be Kevin Durant, but I'm just going to say the entire diva star class of the NBA. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, there are people who are starting to really get annoyed by the quote-unquote star class.
About,
it depends on who you tab as the star class. But
J.D., Jeff Hornacek is who he hates. Jeff Hornacek's our assistant coach. We love Jeff Hornacek.
Jeff Hornacek's still...
I think he's gone now. He quit after
this
year.
But he's a Stockton-era Jazz.
I know.
That stays with you forever.
He was hateable.
You don't get all... Yeah, you don't... That doesn't ever change.
Imagine the people who hate Altuve outside of Houston. I know, right? Well, now that's
There's
different.
People who look at Altuve like he's Joe Kelly.
I know, but...
Doesn't that bother
See,
you?
That's so stupid because Altuve's like a saint. Altuve is like... He will be Saint Jose when he's all said and done. The Catholic Church will probably name him a saint. That's how great Jose Altuve, how great a person he is.
Catholic Church will boom because the messaging hasn't been there.
Catholic Church will be able to figure it out, Lance.
No, Catholic Church will
Like,
hey, guys, just listen to other major leaguers. It wasn't Jose Altuve. I was so annoyed listening to him get booed in his third at-bat. The third at-bat in the third game of the series, and they're still booing him like nobody else.
Good, and
I'm like,
and you know,
why?
He's ruining you.
You guys are booing the wrong guy. What are you doing?
No. Good. Keep doing
this
it because
is going to be
he's
going to
ruin you.
This is, and I will swear right now on everything, including
what?
Everything. If this guy doesn't get in the Hall of Fame on the first ballot because people are holding him hostage because they think he wore a freaking buzzer or because he was a trash can banger, it is not going to be okay with me at all.
I hate the entire Mexican national soccer team. Like, for real, screw the... Hey, what the...
Oh, yeah.
That's ugly.
Why are you
and
so...
And Dusty is 100% the guy who says, like, Vietnam.
You hate Joe Kelly, but other people can't hate... Yes, we hate the Mexican soccer
but
team.
But he said ugly things, though.
Good.
He called them... No, you can't say... He said stuff you can't say.
He can say stuff you can't say him.
Billy Horschel right now. He can just STFU about Liv. Billy Horschel is a little feisty guy.
Is that for real, this guy?
Billy Horschel is... I've always looked at him as the guy most likely to have road rage.
Let's get Tony in here on his player he hates. What's up, Tony?
What's up, Tony?
Yeah, I just wanted to say I hate all the fans in Houston that just happen to be... New York Yankees fans or Dodgers fans, you all sit down to pee.
Wow. Wait a minute. They're Houston fans.
They live in Houston.
They're from New York.
They're Dodgers fans or New York fans.
That's you, RJ. Dodger fan.
Uh-oh.
How's that taste? He just told you sit down to pee.
Although we don't see Dodger stuff that much.
Yeah.
We don't see...
No, we don't, but he's an L.A. guy.
Yeah. We see Laker stuff, not Dodger stuff.
No, but he's all about L.A.
Well, so I think he's... I don't know if that caller, if Tony was talking about... Because a lot of those fans, like especially Yankee fans, are going to be from New York. We have plenty of New Yorkers who live in Houston. We have people who live from all over the world in Houston. But that's pretty funny that points him out specifically.
Jeff Passan made the list. Okay. That's not... Okay, we can't say anything about that. Scott Servais, entirely hateable. Yes, he is. Pat Bev, tops the list for me. Okay. Okay, I can see where you'd hate. He's an OKC fan. That's why. He hates it. He hates that he took out Russell Westbrook. We didn't mind it so much. I thought that was fun. 713-780-3776. You got a hateable person, you're more than welcome to bring that to the show or anything else that you want to bring in. Phil Sims is going to join us later in the show. 9 o'clock hour, RJ? 9 o'clock hour. Phil Sims is going to be here for a couple of segments, as a matter of fact. So that's going to be totally, totally sweet. All right, when we come back, this shock the world thing that Davis Mills, Lovey responded to the shock the world that Davis Mills told Peter King the Texans were going to do. We'll talk about that on the other side. But right now, we got HRNP. They're coming here today, as a matter of fact. They're coming here, cutting a spot. They're going to be sponsored for Texas A&M football here on the station. And listen, they want to reach everybody. If they're going to advertise, I'm a Longhorn and I'm not going to say, okay, do you want your business to be better? Okay. Just because they're advertised, they advertise with the Cougs. They advertise with Texas A&M now. They'll advertise with your football team. Baylor people, TCU people, they don't care. It doesn't matter. What kind of business do you have? And do you want to be better at your business? Do you want to do it more efficiently? Do you want to do it more economically? Do you want your payroll done better than you're doing it right now? And especially if you have some payroll company that's just not up to snuff, our guys are. I'm going to tell you this. They are awesome. And if you're looking for that payroll HR, you're looking for somebody that's going to take care of your taxes as well, and they're going to help you out with your benefits packages, they give you a choice, though. All you got to do is go to HRP.net. 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
I've gotten good at letting good things go. I get uncomfortable when things get comfortable.
Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here at ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. Who you hate, or you can tweet us at John Granato, at Lance Erline, at R Got No J. So the other day, for whatever reason, Davis Mills told Peter King that the Texans were going to shock the world. Brian T. Smith wrote an entire column this morning in the Chronicle about the shock the world comment. And it's a pretty good question. What is shock the world? What is shock the world?
Seven wins.
Seven wins is not shock the world.
It's not.
No. I don't think Davis Mills said, we're going to win. We're going to go 7-10.
I'm just telling you what it would be. The world would be a winning record.
I will say this. What the hell? The Texans have the lowest under-over in the league. The Giants aren't any good. The Falcons are terrible. The Seahawks are awful.
I would argue, though, you have, when you look at the Texans roster, it's still not very good. I mean, relative to the rest of the NFL, it's still probably one of the bottom three rosters.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I mean, that's, you know, the Colts aren't going to be an easy out this year, and the Titans aren't going to be an easy out. Jacksonville has a lot to prove, too. So you have two tough teams in your division. I would argue also that every team has at least two tough teams in the division, other than maybe the AFC North. I'm starting to not think the AFC North is going to be very tough. I'm not, well, that's not true. I think the Ravens and Bengals. So Ravens and Bengals are the two. It's in the NFC North, it's Green Bay and maybe Minnesota. That might be the one where you
Browns still have a lot of talent now. So
they do, but
they're going to be a tough out.
But the quarterback, and we still don't know the Deshaun stuff. No. It wasn't that long. How long ago was it? It was, we thought on Friday, you thought for sure that they would come down with a ruling to keep Deshaun out of
it. It's supposed to be an expedited.
And we still don't have it, and it's Thursday. Here. We're going to the next Friday, and we still don't have a word yet.
Right. The thought is that Peter C. Harvey, is trying to let the negotiations go on as opposed ruling.
My guess is it will come down to a negotiation. The problem for the NFL is you can't have a negotiated settlement that you don't think is going to be appropriate for another person who does something similar. Because whatever comes down is the new negotiate. Right. Like the NFL is giving a thumbs up, and they are co-signing whatever this penalty is. So it's just not going to be 8 games. It's just 6 to 8 is just not enough for the NFL, especially with an appellate process that could lower it from 8. The NFL's got to have one where they know it's going to stick and be something that they're going to be comfortable giving another player. If they do that here. And that's why I think they want a year. They want precedence other than gambling precedence. They want a sexual misconduct precedence where they can say, no, it's worth a full year. You won't play football anymore. Because, listen, we've got players who sit out and just get paid like Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson sat out a whole year and got paid a whole year.
Yeah.
The Texans didn't hold his feet to the fire. It was really a mistake. They didn't go back and get their money back. They basically paid for his lawyer, they paid for his settlements. The Texans gave him $27 million signing bonus. They paid Rusty Harden. They paid for Deshaun to allegedly have these trysts, not knowingly, but they're paying for the fallout from it with their signing bonus. And they never went and got it back. I mean, I thought they were stupid. I would have gone after the money, but I think they wanted to play nice so they could make sure that he kept his, because he had a no-trade clause. Now, if he didn't have a no-trade clause, they may have played more hardball with him. Yeah. But as it stood, I think they felt like they couldn't play hardball. But we'll see if they finally, are we finally going to get a ruling here?
I don't know. Maybe he's like, okay, you guys keep negotiating. I don't want to rule on this thing. Because if they negotiate, then it will be something that Deshaun will be okay with. And it'll be something that the league has actually set as opposed to an arbiter. Mm-hmm. So that will be, okay, you guys have said this is what the punishment is now, and that's what it's going to be going forward for anyone who has 24 complaints against them. Sexual harassment, sexual assault complaints against them, which may never happen again in our lifetimes or in any lifetime, but at least you have a precedent for 24 people accusing somebody who says he did nothing wrong. Now he has apologized, which shows some remorse, which maybe opens up the possibility of a settlement between the two sides. We'll see. But a lot of people are like, wait a minute. What do you mean talk about settlement? This is a penalty. You don't get to decide what your penalty is. Mm-hmm. The NFL should just, either the arbiter just says it or the NFL just says it, and that's it. Why are you negotiating with a criminal? Not a criminal. He's not a criminal.
No.
Why are you with the accused? Why are you doing that?
Well, so one of the things that came out was that Roger Goodell, specifically in when they negotiated with the player side, they absolutely will not give up the NFL's ability to give final say on punishment. And probably nor should they.
No.
No other league in anything does that. Hockey, baseball, basketball.
No, you can appeal.
There's an appellate process, but they want to have the final say. They don't want somebody else to say, nope, you know, for a third party who's not involved in the actual penalty phase for anything, you know, for any of the other items. I get wanting to take the commissioner out of it. I get that. But also the commissioner in baseball and basketball is the final arbiter of what the penalties are going to be. But in football, it's bad. But the other sports, it's okay. It's kind of weird.
Yep, yep. Astro wants to get in here and talk about Astro fans. What is up, Astro?
Okay. I want to thank you guys for allowing me to come on today. What we're talking about is Astro Anarchy Apulco 2022. It's an event. It's huge. Are you guys aware of this?
No.
But you understand. You understand Anarchy Apulco, that's happening every year. The anarchists get together. And we all go out. You understand the HBO series. You got me, right?
No, wait, what are you... Okay, tell us what you're doing here with Astros fans.
Okay, listen to me. There's a series on HBO called The Anarchists. And all the anarchists get together in Acapulco. People die. People get together. And we say F big state, F the government, F everybody. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying, right? Crypto, go.
And so you're doing this with Astros fans?
Yes, sir. We're creating Astro Anarchy Acapulco 2022. All these anarchists, Astros fans have to go. It's this weekend. Just get out of Houston. Get out of here. Go to this event, and we can all talk about ideas. Can I go over my agenda with you?
Yes, yes, please do.
Yes, we. Yes.
Okay, first of all, like I say, F big state, F the government, crypto's a thing. And let's talk about one topic. Let's talk about Dusty Baker. I mean, this guy's got to go. He's the man, the big state. He runs everything. I mean, who is this guy? He's played a career in the MLB. He's won a World Series, been a World Series champ. I mean, you know, but we want to keep him as coach. Let's get him out of there. This guy means nothing. You know, I'm going to say a name to you, and it's Espada. Now, there is a guy that we should go with. He's done nothing. He was a minor league player. He was a third base coach. Let's go with him. Let's get him in office. Because that's where we got to go. You understand what I'm saying? Do y'all feel me?
So let me I do feel you. So I just want to make sure. Now, you're speaking for all the Astros anarchists when you say Espada is – the Astros anarchists are pro-Espada, but they're anti-Dusty.
Exactly. Okay. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying.
Who is Dusty? Dusty, I mean, he makes these crazy calls. All he does is win. But let's get him out of there. I mean, you know, he's the man in this case. He means that we got to go with Espada, a guy we don't know about, a guy that all of a sudden everybody is saying, hey, he should be the coach. Why? I don't know. I just say stupid stuff.
Because you're, because you're an anarchist.
Right.
Espada's a man.
Because you're an anarchist. Right. That's why you say that. Right, yeah, no. So what they're, saying, what
can I talk
to, yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying, it's obvious. The anarchists want anarchy, so they're saying, let's get rid of the guy who wins, Dusty Baker, the guy who has World Series under his belt. Let's get rid of him. Let's go with somebody we don't know anything about, it, relatively speaking, with his major league managerial chops.
Hello. Yes. I mean, that's going to be my number one topic. So please come out and see me. Actual anarchy at Acapulco. Come see me 2022. Come out here. And let's talk about it.
All right.
And Lance, John, can we talk about the elephant in the room?
Yeah.
Okay. He's on first base. He wears his jersey open. He's got a gold chain. He's got stupid hair. All he does is hit. He's a batting champ. He's the best player. Well, one of the best hitters we got on the team. Let's get him out of here. The guy does. I mean, he's worthless. He's terrible. I mean, I'm going to call it every day, and all my followers call it all the time and say, get rid of Yuli. Yuli's terrible. You know why? Can I tell you guys why?
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 Because that's the man talking. That is the big government. That's what everybody wants. I'm going to say one name to you that means the world. Mancini.
There it is.
Cold-blooded. Nobody knows who he is. Nobody's heard of him before he came here. All of a sudden, everybody wants him to play all the time. Of course, he's the way to go as an anarchist. Put Mancini in.
John,
I'm an anarchist.
You're a John-archist.
I am. I'm a Mancini-kist.
Astro, thanks for the phone call. I just got this text. The elephant in the room is his terrible speakerphone.
Right, that is the elephant in the room. Fix that. Fix that, Astro, if you're calling back in. But that's awful, talking to your phone. Listen, We've heard of Mancini before, by the way. No, nobody knows who he is. We've heard of him, a guy who beat cancer. And Baltimore's best
get
player.
Get rid of the man. Get rid of big right. government. Get rid of, which would be right. Dusty in this case. Dusty symbolizes, you know, he said, look, yeah, all he does is win. And he's
right.
got a World Series as a player and World Series as a manager. But you got to get rid of him for the guy from
with the
minor
World
league
Series.
Experience.
He's never won the World
well,
Series.
Well, that's never
right.
won
he's
the World
there.
That's, yeah. Right. Right. He's gotten the World Series.
He's gotten there. Joe Espada,
he's
though,
won as a player.
But Joe Espada sat there, and we really, you couldn't pick Joe Espada out of a crowd.
And he's like, and that's, but that's who the anarchists
that's
want.
That's right. Everybody wants.
He said that's who the anarchists, and the anarchists want to get rid of Yuli. Now, he's one of the best hitters on the team.
He's not one of the best hitters on the team. Because actually, he's hit like crap this year.
Well,
he was a batting
champ
last year. He's been terrible this year in a lot of instances. In most instances, especially with runners in scoring position.
And the anarchists
I know
are with
the anarchists.
You. The anarchists are with you.
Yeah. No. Well, that one.
You're a Johnarchist.
That one. It's 7:45 ESPN, 97.5.
Now I've got to watch
where
this
are they
show.
Going? Acapulco, he said?
Yeah, it's real. Anarchpulco, Anarchist Almanac 2023 homepage. There's tickets available. Like, this is real. And this show on HBO, I have not seen the show on HBO. Now I'm curious. It's called The Anarchist, so I may take a look at that one.
So they're all meeting.
I finished Better Call Saul.
I did too. Well, no. I haven't finished it. I got about halfway through. I'm not through the last episode. But wait a minute. Are Astros fans really going too?
Well, he wants them to load up and go. Let's get out of town and let's get rid of Dusty.
Anarchpulco.
Let's get rid. Yeah.
Anarchpulco. Is that why they picked Acapulco so they could call it Anarchpulco?
I don't know.
I would imagine that's part of it.
It's an annual anarcho-capitalist and voluntarist festival held in Acapulco, Mexico. It was founded by Canadian Dominican activist and entrepreneur Jeff Berwick. Does Jeff Berwick sound Canadian? He sounds Canadian. Doesn't sound as much Dominican.
No, not so much. Maybe Mom.
And batting. And third in the lineup in the World Baseball Classic for the Dominican Republic. Jeff Berwick.
What? That's all right.
Coming into pitch for the Dominican Republic.
By the way, I didn't know there were that many good Venezuelan baseball players. Did you see the list of some of the guys?
Yeah.
That Altuve's playing with?
Well, you don't. Yes, you usually hear Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic.
Yeah, Venezuela's got some players.
Yeah. Altuve's like, yeah, John.
Yeah, I'm going to. Yeah.
No kidding.
Wake up to Venezuela.
Well, okay. In Cuba. We're Team Cuba.
Yeah, we do.
We got some Cubans now. We're pretty good with the Cuba thing.
Right now, we're talking about Aqueduct Plumbing. We're talking about Billy. I don't think he's Cuban or Venezuelan. I do think that he can fix your plumbing, whatever the issue is. And here, I'm telling you, you need to put this number in your phone. 281-488-6238. 281-488-6238. Because if you have an issue at any time, you could go to thebenchplumbing.com, and you could have that right there at your finger. But you might not remember that. Put it in your phone. Put in Aqueduct Plumbing. And you know whenever you have an issue, Billy will be there.
Major lines we had to have repiped. Well, they had to be repiped because two of them weren't graded properly, weren't slanted properly to get to the city line. One of them was made out of concrete back in the early 60s, like 61, 62, whatever it was, when they were laying the initial frame for the house. And we had to have all that done. Today, they are coming out to add slurry underneath the home to solidify that area. There's an entire process. And every step of the way in this major undertaking, Billy and his entire crew were in contact with us to let us know exactly what was taking place, exactly what would be taking place, what needed to happen. They would show us where the area was bellying in the line through the camera system. It is they are an honest company. They're a company that's completely transparent, and they're a company that will get the job done for you the right way the first time. I made a huge mistake by going with somebody that was not able to get it done the right way the first time, and it ends up costing me because I do the same job twice. Don't be that guy. Make sure that you go to thebenchplumbing.com for needs small or large, and when you want honest assessments of your plumbing issues, thebenchplumbing.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
I don't know if the anarchists would adopt this principle. I'm thinking bat flipping should be a big part of Astro anarchy. You think we should bat flip all this? How about carrying our bat to first base? That took Alex Bregman out for about three quarters of a season.
Well, the talking to he got from AJ Hinch.
Yeah. No. We can't have anarchy with the bat. 713-780-3776.
Yeah, this is a real thing, by the way. Anarch Polko
is
a real thing. And The Anarchist is a show that you can find on HBO. I'm reading about it right now. It's one that I'm gonna especially after watching. I've watched Fyre Festival. I've watched Woodstock 99. Why not watch this? Because it's got this. It looks like it's the same kind of vibe where it starts off. Everyone thinks it's going to be one kind of way, and it's not that kind of way. No. It's a different. Kind
it
of
is.
Way.
It, yeah. It's different than you think.
Yeah.
That's what that's called. You know, plot twist. 713-780-3776. The number to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Did we hear from Lovey about the Paul Mill about the Davis Mills the third? No, he's not Davis Mills the third, is he? That's Davis Love the third. Davis Mills told Peter King that they were going to shock the world. Here's Lovey talking about Davis Mills shock the world comments.
Okay, are we capable of winning this year? Now think about what you just had. All right, your quarterback. Yeah, I wouldn't have confidence. That's all he's really saying is that. Guys, we've been working hard. I think we're a pretty good football team. And if we do well, you're not picking us to win much, right? I say no one here is. So it's going to probably be a shock if that happens. So I think it's no more than that. And you're the quarterback. You know, you really have a pulse on what you're seeing each day. I think we're going to be pretty good this year. And if that happened, I mean, you can say that Lovey say we're going to shock the world. Because nobody's picking us, and that how it goes. If we do well, what's the story? Is it going to be a shock to you if we do well? Yeah, I'll answer for you. Yeah, it's no more than that.
What is doing well? I mean, like, what are the odds, playoff odds? I mean, that would shock the world, right? Texans in the playoffs?
Yes. I think Texans with a winning record would shock the world. I mean...
shock the world.
Shock
is make
world's
the playoffs.
Yeah. That's true. Shock the world.
And it's
here
not.
Here it is. Here's your make the playoffs. I happen to have it right here. Your Houston Texans.
Texans odds of making the playoffs. They are plus
for making the playoffs.
Making the playoffs. I'm going to say that they are plus 800.
Why are the Texans not listed in here? Texans right now are not listed.
To make the playoffs, they're not even listed?
Well, they've taken them off the board for some reason. On this website.
It would have to be more than 800. That's 8-1.
Well, the worst that I can find to make the playoffs, to miss the playoffs, rather.
To miss the playoffs?
I'm sorry, to make the playoffs. Well, to miss the playoffs. Think about that. To miss the playoffs. Because your odds to make the playoffs are not going to be as good for a bad team. Right? Because the juice, they change it.
Right.
If you wanted to bet the Jets to miss the playoffs.
Oh, you would have to give.
What do you think it
12
is?
12-1.
It's 9-1.
9-1. Okay.
9-1. It's minus 900.
I was a little high.
How about the Jacksonville Jaguars?
It would be in that same neighborhood.
They're 550.
Really?
Yeah. They're 5.5-1 to miss
the
playoffs.
Well, the Bills are in the Jets division. The
Bills
Patriots,
are minus 600 to make
and the Dolphins. So
to
maybe
make the playoffs.
That's a tougher division, maybe
to make the playoffs. I think, and plus, look, they have Trevor Lawrence. Most people haven't just given up and said he's.
What are the odds to make the playoffs for the Jags?
To make it is plus 345. So it's almost not worth it.
Yeah,
you
right.
want better odds.
I think the Texans would probably be about 8-1.
I think they'd be in a neighborhood of 650.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
I think minus
650. They don't give you the true odds, the odds that you should have.
The worst team to the Falcons right now. We've talked about them being the.
Why are they on there and the Texans aren't?
Like I said, maybe when Davis, I think when Davis Mills said we're going to shock the world, Vegas said pull them off the board. Something's going on here. We've got to reassess the Texans' odds, make them even money. The Falcons are 10-1 not to make the. They're 1-10 to miss the playoffs. Yeah, they're minus. You'd have to bet minus 1,000 to win 100 if you want to bet on the Falcons to miss the playoffs. Followed by the Seahawks. So we're on this one. We know who the teams.
Yeah.
The teams we thought would be the worst. That's what they're saying. The Bears are minus 550 to miss. The Giants minus 300. The Commanders 250.
The Giants are only minus 300. Those are good odds
to make the playoffs plus 208. How about this? Saints to miss the playoffs. That's the favorite minus 130. Cardinals miss the playoffs minus 150 is the favorite for the Cardinals to miss. Eagles make the playoffs minus 190. It's a favorite. 49ers minus 190. Cowboys minus 230 to make it. Rams minus 280. And the biggest favorite in the NFC are the Packers with no wide receivers.
Man, I would tell you, I don't know after what Aaron Rodgers said about his wide receivers.
Tampa's not in this list either. So
what Aaron Rodgers?
Dobbs had a big drop the other day in a scrimmage they had, and he said it was my best throw too that he dropped. And Christian Watson, the guy who really has a shaky hands, he hasn't even played. Your rookie, your higher drafted rookie, or what, your second round rookie draft pick, that guy doesn't have good hands. Romeo Dobbs actually has decent hands, and he's the one who's dropping the football. And if Aaron Rodgers doesn't trust you, that's what I'm saying.
Oh my goodness, but he blasted him?
This is going to be really interesting to see who ends up getting the targets over there. Because if Aaron Rodgers doesn't trust you, he ain't throwing
to you. Well, he ain't throwing to anybody because he don't trust anybody. We'll talk about it on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now, I'm talking about Chastang Ford. My people over at Chastang Ford are ready for you, and they've got – listen, when you go in and you order your vehicle, when you order from Chastang Ford, you are not going to pay MSRP. You will not. Not on order vehicles. No markups, no add-ons. You want to get that F-150, the Bronco Sport, Explorer, Ranger, Edge? So you go to another dealership, and if you order whatever you order, they are probably going to add $5,000. They're going to mark it up at $5,000. They're going to mark it up $10,000 because they can, okay? This is what the other dealerships do. It's never what Chastang Ford does. Also, what they don't do, okay, paint seal, fabric seal, and window etching, tint, spray and bed liners, all of these things they want you to add on. Nope. What do you want in your vehicle? What is the price that you want to pay every month? Where do your payments have to be? And by the way, we're not adding any. You don't want a spray on bed liner? We're not going to give you a spray on bed liner. We're going to get it the way that you want it. You order it your way at Chastang Ford. They're the best. You will love doing business with them. They're not going to mark it up, and you won't pay MSRP when you are ordering. So all you got to do is go to ChastangFord.com, find out for yourself, or get to the dealership and meet the great people. You'll love them too at Chastang Ford. It's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown Chastang Ford.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.
Now at McDonald's, get a $5 McChicken meal deal or a $6 McDouble meal deal. They come with small fries, a soft drink, and four-piece McNuggets. We're going to need a bigger tray. Get more value with your meal deal with McValue.
Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.